Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Christ was the master teacher and the unsurpassed preacher. Some of his great discourses include the Sermon on the Mount, his teaching to Nicodemus on the new birth, his lesson on the water of life to the woman at Jacob's well, and his teaching to the apostles before his crucifixion. I want us in this lesson to briefly consider some of the things he said about the bread of life in John chapter 6. 46 verses are involved in the background of this sermon, the sermon itself, and the objections some raised against it, and the results of the sermon. The day before this sermon, Jesus had fed the 5,000. He'd walked on the water before the eyes of his apostles, and the multitudes had come to Capernaum seeking him. But their motives were not always the best. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled." And Jesus then urged, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed." John 6 and verse 26. It was then that they asked, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" And the response of Jesus was, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent." John 6 verse 29. His hearers were unwilling to accept that, and they asked for a sign of him. Although he had already shown many signs and wonders and miracles, they still refused the testimony and asked for more and more. Jesus pointed to manna as a sign given to their fathers in the wilderness, John 6:31. And then he used this reference to bread, to manna, which sustained the life of the Israelites in their wanderings, as a place to begin his sermon on the bread of life. And he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." Now Moses had not given them the manna, but God through Moses had given them the manna. The same is true regarding the true bread. It is from God, and it is offered through the one which cometh down from heaven. The bread of which Jesus spoke, of course, was bread that he would give eternal life, and that bread was a person. He said the bread is he, which cometh down from heaven. Upon hearing of such bread, his hearers quickly requested, "Lord, evermore give us this bread," John 6:34. But they were not yet attuned to the idea that Jesus was speaking of spiritual bread. Verse 63 says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." But having shown that heaven was the source of the bread of life, he identifies that bread specifically. In John 6 and verse 35, "I am the bread of life." Now, obviously, this is a figurative statement, like statements, "I am the door," "I am the vine," "I am the way," "I am the good shepherd," "I am the water of life." But Jesus shows how this bread is completely adequate, sufficient, fully satisfying, lacking nothing. Also, verse 35, he said, "He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Christ continued his teaching as to how man partakes of this bread of life. It is by believing in Jesus and coming to him, John 6, 37 and verse 40. Now, friend, the reason Jesus is the sufficiency for life is presented in his statement of verse 38, which is a rather comprehensive statement concerning his mission. He said, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." Jesus often prayed, "Thy will be done." It was God's will that the lost be given opportunity to be saved. It is God's desire that all be raised in the resurrection unto eternal life. He's not willing that any should perish, 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. There is no question as to what God prefers for every individual. But the response to this teaching was most unfortunate. Some murmured in skepticism and disbelief. They rejected the claim of Jesus as the bread of life. To them, he was Joseph's son. How could he say that he was the bread of life and had come down from heaven? But Jesus taught how man partakes of the bread of life in John 6:44-45. He said, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they all shall be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." Now Jesus had already taught that those that come to him shall not be turned away, verse 37. He had already shown that those who come to him do so by faith, verse 40. Now he shows that none can come to him unless they are drawn to him by the Father. And the way the Father draws men to Christ is through teaching. It is through learning. Those that come are those that are drawn. Those that come are those that have been taught and learned. Those that come, therefore, are drawn by the Father by being taught and by learning. This is the way that God draws mankind unto Christ. The appeal is by the Word. Romans 10:17 says, "For faith cometh of hearing, hearing by the Word of God." In Romans 1 and verse 16, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." James 1 and verse 18 says, "He begat us by the word of truth." James 1 and verse 21, "Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." Dear listening friend, there is no salvation for anyone separate and apart from the word of God. This is the means deity uses to save humanity. Paul says we're begotten through the gospel, 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 15. Man is saved by the gospel, 1 Corinthians 15:1-2. The only way the Bible teaches that mankind can partake of the bread of life is by hearing, learning, being taught the word of God. This is the way that mankind eats the flesh and drinks the blood in order to have eternal life. He consumes Christ into his own life. The gospel saves because it tells us who is the bread of life, which is Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. As the Israelite fathers ate manna in the wilderness and died, we have the opportunity to partake of the spiritual bread of life and live. Now, this sermon proved to be a critical point, a turning point in the ministry of Christ. His acceptance and his popularity, for the most part, had been on the rise until this event. But this sermon was a serious revelation. "I am that bread," he said in John 6:48. "I am the living bread that came down from heaven," John 6:51. "And unless a man eats and drinks Christ, there is no life," John 6:53-56. Now this statement is not a reference to the Lord's Supper, because we do not eat the body and drink the blood of Christ at the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is a memorial to the body and blood of Christ. Christ is not referring to a literal and eating and actual drinking of his body and blood. But as we absorb Jesus into our lives, as we consume his ways and follow them, as we make his will that guiding light of our will, our spirit is nourished, and it is not we that live, but Christ living in us. The failure to partake of Christ in this way spells spiritual death rather than spiritual life eternally. But some were offended at this teaching. They either did not understand it or just refused to accept it. They hardened themselves against it. Even many of his disciples rejected his claim, and verse 66 tells us, "From that time many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more." But they acted like a starving man turning his back on the only food that could give him life. And it was at this point that Jesus asked his apostles a question, "Will ye also go away?" John 6:67. And it was Peter, as was so often the case, that quickly responded, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. John 6:68-69. Though the apostles knew the source of life, and so do we. The living and true bread of life, friend, is Christ. They partook of him, and so must we. We rejoice that they did. But only can I partake of Christ to my benefit, and only you can partake of Christ to your benefit. The living bread is before us. The table is now spread. Whosoever will may come and live because of Christ, the bread of life. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.